Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. We're a week out from Apple's May 7th iPad event, so you'll probably be hearing lots of chatter about what to expect this week. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports in his latest Power On newsletter that there's a strong possibility the iPad will launch with an M4 chip and give Apple the opportunity to explain its AI chip strategy without distraction in iPad Pro and other M4 devices, and also how that will take advantage of upcoming iPad OS 18. New iPad Pro models are also expected to get OLED upgrades and some new accessories. Gurman also says the next-gen Apple Pencil will come with haptic feedback. Speaking of iPads, the European Commission announced Monday it identifies iPadOS as a significant digital gatekeeper under the EU's Digital Markets Act. The Commission says iPadOS meets the criteria due to the high number of iPad business users and the locked-in ecosystem, and has given Apple a six-month deadline to fully comply. This includes things like offering alternative app marketplaces, web distribution, and alternative browsers in iPadOS in a forthcoming update. Last September, the Commission designated Apple as a gatekeeper for iOS, Safari, and its App Store. Elon Musk made an unannounced trip to China to meet with Chinese Premier Li Qiang about the rollout of self-driving software in China after Tesla received quick approval on expanding its business in the country. China is world's largest auto market. Bloomberg sources say Tesla will partner with Chinese search engine Baidu for its full self-driving function after passing a data security and privacy requirement to bring the function to market in China. The Financial Times has signed what it calls a strategic partnership with OpenAI, allowing OpenAI to use its content to train generative AI models like ChatGPT. OpenAI has current deals with news publishers like Axel Springer, The Associated Press, and Le Monde, but hasn't disclosed financial terms of any of those contracts. In return for Financial Times content, OpenAI will attribute all information it gets from the FT and help the news organization develop new AI tools. Snap seems to be benefiting already from uncertainty around TikTok's future in the U.S. market. In Snap's latest earnings it reported last week, the company announced a 21% increase in revenue, driven by improvements in its advertising program. Snap also made money, 3 cents per share, rather than the loss that was expected by analysts. Global daily active users rose to 422 million, that's up 10% on the year, and total watch time on its TikTok competitor Spotlight increased 125%. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation, or ODI, said Monday it's opened an investigation into Ford's hands-free driver assistance program called Blue Cruise, after the system was found to be active during two recent fatal crashes, one in Texas in February, the other in Pennsylvania earlier this month. Blue Cruise is currently available on the Mustang Mach-E, certain Ford F-150s, Explorers, and Expeditions. The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating the Texas crash. Ford says it is working to support the investigation. On Monday, the UK became the first country in the world to ban default guessable usernames and passwords from wireless routers and other smart home devices. Buying a router that ships with a username and password like admin or 12345 from a manufacturer or retailer will no longer be legal in the UK under the Product Security and Telecommunications Infrastructure Act of 2022, or PSTI. Products that don't comply with the new rules could face a recall, and companies could face a maximum fine of £10 million or 4% of their global revenue, whichever is higher. A similar law in the EU called the Cyber Resilience Act, or CRA, is expected to impose similar requirements later this year. Last week, Apple removed three apps from the App Store that advertise creating non-consensual nude images as one of their features. Although the apps described themselves more neutrally, one was called an art generator. 404 Media found advertisements on Instagram that users could undress people for free with links to apps on the App Store, reported those to Apple, at which point Apple removed them. Finally, the Financial Times sources say Meta's 22-member oversight board may be downsizing in order to cut costs. The board is a Meta-funded but independent collection of academics, experts, and lawyers who oversee Meta's content decisions. It has been criticized for moving too slowly regarding controversies and free speech debates. Meta created the oversight board as an experiment back in 2019, with job responsibilities including research, translation, and promotion of the organization's work. The board recently said it would start to review posts on Meta's text-based social media app, Threads. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. That's where you can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.